Well, it looks like today that all our players will practice today, which is a good thing. And what we'll have to do is we'll have to see how Hillis does, how Dorsey does, how Maneri does, and how Wally does, because those are the guys who, you know, last week were a little bit more banged up than others. But we're optimistic about their chances of making it back and being ready for this week. And today is going to be a good practice day. The weather is looks like it's going to be really good. And they talked about some sunshine possibly. And so we're going to get ready to play our top division rival who come in on Sunday. And even though Sunday is a little bit later game, rather than the 12 o'clock start, we got a 3 o'clock start. But that's okay, too, and we're going to go play it and play good. So that's what we're focusing on, and that's what we've been talking about, and we're going to start working on getting that done. All right, so with that, I'll open it up.
What did Hillis look like to you in practice Monday?
Well, he was okay. I mean, you know, but we don't have pads on, and you're not taking any hits. He didn't really have to make many sudden cuts or anything like that. So I think today would be a critical day for him.
Do you have a guess yet as to whether he'll be ready to play Sunday?
Well, I think we'll find out today because we're in pads today, we'll go through our normal practice. And so we'll see if he can make it through practice and how he's impacted. And then we'll make a decision from that.
What did you miss, if anything, with him not being around the last few weeks?
Well, you know, what he brings to the table, those things that we talked about in the offseason when we acquired him. You know, you got a big back who can catch the ball, who can break some tackles, who has good vision, you know, and all those kind of things, and being able to complement Jamal as well. I think that it makes the defenses have to think twice, you know, about how they're going to defend some things. And then some types of defenses, you know, a guy who can be hardball and break some tackles at the line of scrimmage and get into the secondary, you know, things that he's capable of doing. I think those things can help you.
Yeah, I know it's still fairly early in the week, but do you notice at all a different spirit or energy this week as opposed to, you know, maybe the games before coming off the bye week?
Well, everybody is fresher, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing that happens in the bye week. One, you got a chance to get healthy, and so it looks like that we have most of the guys healthy. And then two, guys can, you know, they've had time off to refresh their minds, refresh their bodies, and I think that's the biggest thing.
Do you have a sense there always is talk about bye week, good or bad, the timing of it? Do you have a sense for it came at a good time for you guys?
Well, the way the season went, I think it came at a good time, and we kind of needed some time away so that we could clear our minds and then come back regenerated and focus on the rest of the season.
The fact that you have a short week next week, a really short week next week, does that affect anything you do at all this week?
Only from the coach's preparation. I think with the players, we get them to focus on this game, because this is the one that we're playing, and this is the one we need to do well in. But the coaches during the bye week, we were trying to look ahead a little bit.
What about on Sunday? Might you give some snaps to some guys who don't generally get a lot on Sunday just to preserve some bodies a little bit?
I think you try to win the game, and you do whatever you have to do to win the game.
When you begin preparations for another team and you've made a quarterback change, what kind of change in dynamics are you looking for immediately, like today, as you're preparing for the Raiders? What's the first evidence that your gut feeling is the right one and that things are going to step up or move in the direction you want?
Well, you really don't know that until you play the game and that player has an opportunity to play in the game. But in practice, you want to see efficiency. You want to see execution. You want to see the fact that he knows the game plan and can operate the game plan.
Brady didn't really go down the field in the game the other day, and his history has shown in yards per attempt that he hasn't really. Is he settled to check down too much? Would you like to see a more aggressive nature going down the field from him?
Well, you know, we haven't seen him in a while. So what we saw last game in Tampa, you know, I thought he managed the game well. He showed some poise in the course of the game. And as I mentioned, he was rusty. I think that he will get better with more reps and also more playing time. And that's what I anticipate and that's what I expect.
You just called Oakland the number one rival. The fact that they are, does that make practice a little more exciting for these guys, get them fired up more?
Well, I talked to them about that, and I hope it does. You know, the fact that it's a rival, some of these young kids, they don't understand it and don't know it, but you mention it to them, you talk to them about it, you talk to them about how close the games have been. I know since I've been here, the last four games, two of them have been overtime games, you know, and then I think in 2009, the two games in 2009, one was a three-point game and one was a six-point game, you know, so it's going to be a battle and get them to understand that, and let's be ready to play and play good.
Have you talked to them at all about the fact that they've won five times in a row here?
Now, why would I want to tell them that? You know, I'm trying to be positive.
No extra motivation out of that.
No, hopefully they can read, and if they read, they'll find that out.
I'm sure that in the run-up to the draft that year, you saw tape of Richard Seymour, probably worked him out even.
I coached him.
Yeah, but when he walked in the door, when you finally got your hands on him, on that kid as a young player, was that like a Christmas present? I mean, did he just come in and here was this great defensive lineman?
No.
No,
I mean, here's a great-looking body with great ability, but he had to learn our system. And, you know, I've told you about our system and how difficult it is sometimes. And guys have to adapt to it, and he made the adaptation. And also, realizing what his abilities were, we made some adaptations also in some of the things that we did. And as a result of it, he's been a good player in this league, and I think he's going on 12 years and still going strong.
How long did it take for the adaptation process, so to speak?
Well, it varies from player to player. Well, as I recall, for him to get totally buy-in, all right, about three-quarters of the season. But he was playing before that.
Coach, do you look at him on tape and see the age, or is he one of those ageless wonders who still is dangerous?
He's still dangerous. I mean, I think he was the one who blocked two field goals against us last year that cost us the division and playoffs.
So you game plan for him?
A little bit.
Romeo, this kind of got lost when you made the quarterback announcement the other day, but Castle will be your number two guy this week?
Correct.
Anything else?
Coach, I know they've been talking in Oakland about McFadden and how his numbers haven't been quite where they were. Of course, he got hurt against you guys last year. Have you seen anything different from him on tape?
No, not really. Guy's fast. He runs hard. And if you give him a seam, he can run for a touchdown. I think against Pittsburgh, he ran for a touchdown, about a 64-yarder. So we're going to try not to give him a seam.
When you were talking about Richard Seymour, it almost sounded like maybe you could have been describing Dontari Poe. I mean, good body isn't necessarily, you know, right now what you think he may be in the future. Is that a fair statement? That you see a little bit of...
I hope it turns out that way. Yeah, I really do. Because he has that kind of ability, you know. He just doesn't have the height.
All right. Thank you.